Blog Talk Radio.
Raz for another edition Sunday night, December 3rd of Public Poetry. I believe Rob Cohen's disclaimer was going to go there. And that's just to inform you, any views that are expressed on this show are strictly those of the callers that are on the line or do not in any way affiliate with La Cosa Nostra Radio. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, and wherever else they're available, pods. And so without any more interruptions or interferences, I'd like to welcome you all to Public Poetry. And I believe who I have on the line is my ever and lovely co-host, Boo. How you doing?
Yeah. Good, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. I'm just fine.
I just want to play this real quick, okay? Just real quick, just in case.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to La Cosa Nostra Radio. We are a poetry family located at allpoetry.com. We'd like to thank Kevin and the crew for giving us a place to call home. We believe in freedom of speech. However, not all of the views and opinions on the show by the guests and poets are reflective of La Cosa Nostra ownership and management and are of their own free will. Enjoy this La Cosa Nostra program.
Right. So that was his favor anyways by Rob Cohen, which goes with the show. All right. You know, what's funny is it's just a recording. It reminds me of how, like, the song gets stuck in your head. And, you know, they have their own laws, music, so what's it doing in your head? But, yeah, there's other ways of realizing a little bit of life to all those recordings, right?
Yep. Truly true. Make sure you read your God, what am I going to say? WhatsApp, because I'm going to tell you something important there in a second, okay?
Where's the news? What news? What news?
No, I just want. I haven't written it yet, but I'm going to write it in a second. I just wanted to tell you. Make sure you look, because sometimes you know you don't look.
Yeah, right now I am dry, but it's really one of those hot seasons.
Yeah, of course. So anyway, I'm working on getting us, we have a website now, domain that we own and all of that, and other ways that we're going to be able to do the show that we're going to share. I just been super busy. Just wanted to apologize everyone for that. I'm trying to open a business, work my 20 jobs, and then do this and everything else, but we are working on it. Just want everybody to know that, so that we don't need this site. And that will be a good thing. That'll be a change, a refreshing change, don't you think? You know, since obviously we're not welcome, so there's no sense, you know, pushing it any further, I suppose. But we'll see what happens. But anyway,
change
just so
is
we
always good.
Options.
No, but I was mentioning that previously. I was going to try some different formatting here at La Cosa Nostra Radio on another blog episode. Yeah.
Well, we have the domain of LaCosaNostraRadio.com, so that's what I'm going to start doing. We already have a website on WordPress, but this one's going to be better so we can see the poems and all that stuff so we can get in there. I'm going to look to see if there's any poems in there tonight in a minute. But
right.
For now, I think we could start with somebody. I was thinking if you could pick something maybe from Sawa.
Which one?
Anyone from Sawa. We miss you, Sawa. I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to give her a heads up.
Yeah, let's try something here in the studio. All right, I'm going to play.
Yeah, so I can get over there.
Phil the Poet or Sala.
No,
well,
please say Sala, yeah.
All right. Here's Sala in She Wants to Plant Loveness.
I love poems. She wants to plant loveness. Elle veut planter des fleurs. She wants to plant loveness in her soul to dance gleefully, to dry up dew of her sadness. Time will erase her loneliness, will make her forget gently. She wants to plant loveliness. Her heart always returns joyless. Tomorrow she will not stop singing. Birds keep her away from sadness. Now her limpid eyes can see. She let them dream tenderly. She wants to plant loveliness, so there will be no more sadness. Elle veut planter des fleurs dans son âme pour danser. Mais il faut sécher ses pleurs. Il faut effacer ses douleurs. Lui faire doucement tout oublier. Elle veut planter des fleurs. La joie dans son cœur revient toujours. Demain, elle ne cessera de chanter. Les oiseaux l'éloigneront de ses pleurs. Ses yeux sont mi-clos. Elle les laisse tendrement rêver. Elle veut planter des fleurs. Elle ne veut plus de pleurs. End of poem.
By Sala. And this shows there's always a room to grow. That reminds me of, I think I mentioned this a long time back when we had JoJo. But, you know, in the song Mind Game, there's the chorus line by Lennon in which he says, love is a flower, you have to let it grow. And, you know, that's very true. If you don't plant the seeds, then you're not going to have a full set of Bootin' by the end of the year. Boo, what are you hearing with Sala? Boo?
Sorry, I'm here. I was doing something.
Yeah, general... re-efficiency.
Yeah, I'm trying to do too many things.
Did you hear Sala?
The recording was really bad. I couldn't really hear it that great. I'm actually going to move over to a different phone so I can hear better. But I don't know if you... I'm going to call right back if you can play it again. I don't... I'm sorry to be a pain in the ass, but
This is my phone. I can't hear anything from. So I just wanted to hear it and give her the right.
You want to repeat?
If you don't mind.
All right, we'll try it again.
Yeah, but I'm gonna.
Let's.
All right. Yeah.
Take
five. You can play it again. That's.
Take five.
Sorry.
Call in, call out, dial up the numbers.
I'm gonna call on the other line so I can hear. Okay, hold on.
Pressing all those tones, one phone, next phone, replace phone, new phone, what phone, there's the phone. Yeah, and what is with those bottles anyways? I heard that Smart is going to fall behind with the new ones, series coming out, Google and Pixel. They're pretty much in the forefront of where we're headed with GB. Extra technology. Here's Boo back on the line. Boo?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. That's much better. I don't know if you can hear me better, but I can hear better.
Yeah, I
can hear me?
Crystal clear. Yeah,
okay, can you
I think
again,
when you put it on
me?
Blu-ray tooth on replay, it's going to start shattering glasses in the house from the reverberation. It gives the any show or music file that much more of power putting it on a Bluetooth. It's just start blasting.
No, the Bluetooth never works for me. Every time I use the Bluetooth, it gets more fucked up, the Bluetooth. I don't know why, but anyway.
It could be another form
of
counter.
I'm ready to play it again. I'm ready.
That's what's going on there. Yeah. But, all right, let's do Sala again. Take two.
I left.
Yeah, take two.
She wants to plant lavenders. Elle veut planter des fleurs. She wants to plant lavenders in her soul to dance gleefully, to dry up dew of her sadness. Time will erase her loneliness, will make her forget gently. She wants to plant lavenders. Her heart always returns joyless. Tomorrow she will not stop singing. Birds keep her away from sadness. Now her limpid eyes can see. She let them dream tenderly. She wants to plant loveliness, so there will be no more sadness. Elle veut planter des fleurs pour son âme pour danser. Mais il faut sécher ses pleurs. Il faut effacer ses douleurs. Lui faire doucement tout oublier. Elle veut planter des fleurs. La joie dans son cœur revient toujours. Demain, elle ne cessera de chanter. Les oiseaux l'éloigneront de ses pleurs. Ses yeux sont mi-clos. Elle les laisse tendrement rêver. Elle veut planter des fleurs. Elle ne veut plus de pleurs. End de storm.
Wow, once again, amazing, that whole Sala sound. It's like she's still here in the studio. Did you hear it this time, Boo?
Yeah, what did she say in the beginning? I think it's a really bad recording. She wants to plant what?
Plant loveness. She wants to plant love. You know,
love.
Let
that
stuff grow,
like
love.
Okay.
All you need is love.
Okay.
Remember love. We need love. And there's a call on the studio. Who do we have here today, tonight, 24 hours on the web? Hello?
Hello?
Dave. Hey, Dave.
This is Prophet. Oh, Mr. Prophet.
Yeah.
Good to have you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Nice to see you, Dave.
Thank you, Boo.
How's it going?
Nice to be here. Not too bad.
Cool.
Yep.
Don't call me Rick.
How have you been?
What's
you
that?
Doing, Dave? You been all right?
Course,
how are you doing? You been all right?
Yeah,
how
I'm okay.
With the ladies?
Yep.
Any action with the ladies? I'm waiting for your next dating piece.
Okay. Well, I got one tonight that I brought to the show. It's a little bit different, though. This gal's really...
Cool.
Something. So
another one.
Anyway,
I'm hoping you character
are you a match for lunatics or what?
What?
Are you a magnet for lunatics? I seem to be.
You know.
I can't understand when two people are talking at the same time.
Are you attracted to girls who are bad?
What?
No. If you're attracted to girls who happen to be a little bit, you know, off in the head, psycho.
Are you a psycho magnet, Dave? Because I know I am.
A psycho magnet? Yeah,
crazy.
I am, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I am,
but
yeah.
But don't guys, listen, I want to ask you guys a question. Don't guys like a little bit of cray-cray?
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, within reason, you know, you don't want to, you know, to have her embarrass you out in public or do something really stupid and dipshit, you know, just to make, get attention. But yeah, it's fun, especially when you get them in bed and they go a little bit psycho on you. That's lots of fun, you know. I think
that's where crazy comes in handy.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's funny. In the beginning, you always hear this shit like, oh, she's so full of passion. She's so fiery. She's so full of energy and life. And then you later on, you're like, and then you're, she's a fucking psycho. This bitch is crazy.
Yeah.
Funny how that turns around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've known a few like that. Most of the women that I knew on eHarmony were all psychos, you know. The reason that their husbands weren't around is either they died or they had to haul ass away from the woman because she was just too nutty and goofy and shit, you know.
Yeah. You should be the spokesman for eHarmony. Or maybe not, actually.
Yeah, it's either six or one or half dozen the other, you know.
Hey, at least you're not a quitter. I'm sorry. You know, you just kept on going,
that's
kept
not
believing. That's something else. All right, so we're ready to hear your poem.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yep.
Is it?
Where's yours?
I'm sorry. Is it on? Okay,
no,
hold on a second.
I can't see it. Yes.
All right. Well, I wrote this one for a lady friend of mine that's on All Poetry, and she's absolutely beautiful. She is squared away. She's young. She's pretty. And I just dig her, and she's just a blast. And it's called Elementary, My Dear. And it sounds like this. Her spirit carried on a warm zephyr, lavenders fading into blacks forever. Iridium trails through the heavens, the time signature in 77 times 11. Product's cosmic projectile reads 847, such music from the spheres. She whispers to me in redshifts so dear, 847 light years so far, yet so near. Mysterious and fetching, her starlight arrows with gold fletching, she's the cosmic archeress shot from the tip of Polaris. Pierces my heart and soul, destroys all my self-control. Lost in her magenta undertow, my allegiance to her heart I owe. Such a gentle heart, I've seen it from the start. Her grace is not for sale, innocent behind her mask, so frail. I pledge my troth to thee, surrender my sword of stars on bended knee, further than the eye can see. She is the hourglass curvature of space-time's servitude. She tells space-time how to move, so it tells her how to curve. She is my friend and forever shall be. She's the elemental force without me and within me. End poem.
Yeah, that was just lovely. And anytime I hear that star system mentioned, I'm affected deeply. It's one of my favorite Polaris. I like that sense that it just strikes right through you. It's ice cold in Polaris, like sub degrees of outer space. But overall, making that point, this is a person of very significant, is one that goes beyond flattery and is commendable from any man, including a poet. Thank you, Mr. Prophet. Boo.
You're welcome.
What did you get from this?
This sounds not only like admiration, but, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm not saying you're saying this, but it sounds very loving, whether it's not, doesn't have to be romantic love, just full of love and admiration. And even just the way you read it with the sound of your voice, like this chick puts some pep in your zip in your pep in your zip, you know, in your walk and in your step, I meant to say. And
She does.
Heaven, you know, she's heavenly, like you said. I'm fascinated with the numbers, 847 light years, 77 plus 11. Not sure what that means, but it's pretty cool. I'm sure it's deep and intelligent. You know, she's a cosmic, like otherworldly, ethereal to you. And she's music from the spheres, you said. And then she's full of grace. An innocent behind the mask, but she's almost like untouched by the world in a way, and in the purity that she's got, which is probably part of the reason you dig her, because she's not yet tainted, or at least doesn't appear to be. So I think that's pretty cool. And you write some of the best like odes to other people. You're always writing for other people. I wonder if anyone's ever written something for you. I wish I would have when I would have thought about that when I was. I think I did actually twice. But now you can't read it anymore. But hey. But yeah, I think this is, you write some of the nicest stuff to people, and it's genuine, it's real, and I think people get the wrong idea. They think sometimes of you like, oh, you know, he's writing whatever. No, you're just writing because you care about people, you've got a big heart, and because that's how you are, you're genuine. People need to fucking, you know, get to know people before they talk a lot of shit, as we know already. So yeah, I love this poem. Very lovely.
Thank you, Boo. Yeah, it's most of the stuff that I write, I cherish my friends, especially the ones like you and Mraz and everybody on that I know on All Poetry. I cherish them, and they're more than just friends to me, you know. And so when I tell one of the ladies that I love her, you know, I mean it from my heart. It's not that I'm in love with her or nothing romantic. It's just a deeper feeling than just an ordinary friendship. This particular lady here, she's knocking on love's door. I'll tell you, this woman is just amazing, and she's intelligent, and she's got her head screwed on straight. And I don't know. I've written her a couple other poems too, but I just wanted
single?
To write her this one. Huh?
Is she single?
Yes, she is.
Or you don't.
Yes.
She is. All right. There you go, Dave. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. It beats eHarmony. You know?
Yeah, it sure does. Not even close.
Every poem goes to that
and
stage.
And why can't a friend just say I love you to another friend? I don't understand why people trip on that, though. Why can't a friend just say I love you to another friend? People get so weird about that shit. I mean,
I know
you know, there's all kinds of love.
Well, I know, and you've been saying that to your peoples for a long time, Boo, when you were running the show, and I always appreciated that about you because you weren't afraid to come out and say that, you know. And of course, you're not afraid to say a lot of things either, which I really dig. But
that's why I'm not on the site no more.
Yeah, I know, but this lady is really, she's sophisticated. She knows what the hell's going on. I just can't say enough good about her. I'm just blown away. I talk to her on the phone sometimes at 2 a.m. Jesus, you know. But I don't care. I mean, you know, I talk to her anytime she wants me to. So that's cool, you know.
Well, that's how you know you got it connected or you're really friends with somebody, because if you cannot talk to somebody for like, you know, 6 months and then as soon as you talk, it's like old times, like time never ceased or whatever went on, then you know you're fine, you know. This is why I'm fighting so hard to keep this show and this group. It's not because I want to stay on the site, which I don't, because he's a dick and he likes to hurt people. But I do it to hang out with all of you guys. You guys are my best friends. You guys are my heart, my love, my everything. So this is why I'm fighting. It has nothing to do with that dick or his website.
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? I know it. Yeah, I know what you mean, and I'm really glad that you're doing that, you know.
More shy.
He can do
like
whatever,
that.
But he ain't going to pull me down ever. You know, he's already tried to ruin us already, which he's done slowly but surely, but he can't do shit about this. So, and here's another thing. Our ratings have tripled since I've an office site, and particularly in the last couple of months. So, you know, whatever he thinks he's doing, he's not doing. So he's never going to defeat me. I'm a tenacious little bitch. You might have won because you own the site, but at the end of the day, you're the one that's empty, lonely, and fucking jealous hater, and also not a very good leader, in my opinion. So.
No, I agree.
I mean, we're not hurting anybody. Why do you gotta fuck with us? You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Going there.
I just don't. We're going there. I go there every show. I go there every show.
All there, all there.
If you look on our group's description, even here on Blog Talk, it says you can't bully us here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people he's bullied that just have went off into the darkness and just put their tail between their legs and walked away. People that we don't even know about. A lot of people I could name that I know that he's targeted and hurt. They just went away. But I'm not going to go away. So, you know, him and his little drones can do whatever the fuck they want. But, you know, get to know them, and they're actually pretty cool individuals, in my opinion. So, this is why we have the website that I just bought the domain for that we're going to do the shows on.
That,
so that we don't need that
website
anymore.
That site is abusing corporate policies more than any other platform I know.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I've never seen such immaturity. But, you know, I paid my dues. I did my time, and I still got the boot. So, obviously, he just like me probably because I have bigger balls than he does. Anyways,
but you want your consumers. I mean, not only did you invest time there by paying for stuff, but I helped publish a book with the same individual, so I also gave money up.
And we've given him free credit, free advertising
it's
for almost 6 years.
Pushing back your own consumer-line product. That's not actually how it's supposed to work, the corporation. You want your buyer.
Exactly.
You want your people there on
exactly.
the platform promoting.
Yep. Not only that, we've given them free advertising for over 5 years. We've given them free advertising. Never got no thank you, never got no membership, never got shit for free. So, you know, anyway, his website's declining as slowly and surely as we speak. I watch it very closely. So, you know. So anyway, that's that. So what's next, Rez?
But there's the main
thing.
So you know, it's still active for day profit because there's writers there who want to just be AP for life. In those exact
and you don't
words.
Deserve to be
and
banned, Rez. You didn't do anything. You don't deserve to be banned. I do, but you don't, and that's not fair.
We'll handle that issue on a later point, Boo. When we reformat, who knows.
We are going to reformat. We are reformatting. I just bought, like I said, I just bought the domain for us, LaCosaNostraRadio.com. So we're going to move over to there, you know, and we've got other things going on. So eventually we won't even need the site because eventually he's just going to slowly but surely dwindle us away like he has done. So, you won. Ooh, I hope you feel good.
Everyone goes to Moose because, it's even kind of scary some parts of that site. We have writers who posted back in, like, 2000 and were never heard from again or ever there. You can see that for yourself, Dave, if you look up different poets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of people have left the site. Let me say this. Me and AP did a little, I guess you'd call it study a couple of years ago where we got all the people that left the site, but not particularly anybody, the gold members. So you would think somebody who's an owner of a site, when you're losing gold members means you're losing money. You would think he'd pay attention,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't care.
Hey,
that's
arrogant.
Those boss writers that were on the site, why their posts are still there, why no one heard anything about them in years.
Mm-hmm.
Like disappearance case.
And it started with my friend, you know her, Dave. It started with my friend, I can't think of her name at the moment, but Dragon. So it started off with her, you know, she left and she was there for years because she was getting harassed and bullied and shit, and he didn't want to do anything about it. I got two other friends that somebody showed up at their house. Another friend, people were threatening him, you know. I said, hey, give them the IP address so you can help them. I'm not doing shit without a subpoena, he said. So he was very unhelpful. But, so, you know, covering his own ass because he's a selfish prick. But anyway, hi, Rack.
Yeah, it's like a little private hell there on the web.
The web can be fun.
The opinions are based on not anyone else's here, but my own, by the way.
Dave's also right. It's just the web. People are just doing that, just having fun, like on Twitter and Facebook.
Hi, Racky Poo. Thanks for joining us.
What's going on?
Nothing. We're just having a little session, but we're done now.
Have you heard
back
from the quote of Elon Musk, Rack? How are you doing tonight, sir?
Not enough alcohol in the city.
You'll become that much more of a wasteful. It's a shame the crime rate just goes on higher and higher.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to read it? I mean, play anything particular, Rex?
Nobody wants to play with me, so I'm going to play with myself.
Join the club.
Yeah. I reached that point, but then I tried the Elizabeth Taylor doll. What?
What?
Well, imagine if you were a Tyrannosaurus Rex. You can never reach it.
Well, what a good choice of women you have, though, Rex.
Oh, yeah.
No, you can't see the gun in my pocket.
The entire internet.
There.
The entire internet is at my Okay, you're right. Just eHarmony, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave could be a spokesman for eHarmony.
Yeah, I could be, really.
you know that expression, your mileage may vary. Well, I guess Dave's getting the mileage.
Right?
Yeah, your experience with eHarmony could vary. I'm still getting email messages from those people.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they not the women that I dated, but the organization sent me stuff. Hey, look at your new eHarmony matches. No, thank you. I know what they are already without even looking at them.
Have they ever told you, Dave, the success rate? Nothing really. Just like Dave, yeah.
Hey, Dave, have they ever mentioned to you the success rate? eHarmony, does it say it on the website or something?
No. There's no one out there supposed to make a personal connection with you on the web. It's all a lie. It's a scam.
So what was your question again, Boo?
Did they say, like, what the success rate is on eHarmony, or did they mention it on the website, or did they say anything to you?
They make up a cock and bull story about it, but, you know, with my experience, out of the 375 women that I dated, I only had one that was worth a shit. All the rest of them were a waste of time. So that's not 93% or 95%. That's barely 1%, you know. So
you didn't meet all 300 and something, right?
Huh?
300.
You didn't meet all 300 and something, right? Yeah, you didn't meet them all, or did you?
Well, I went out on 375 dates. Yeah.
Wow, you got to read that book, man. I swear, I would buy it. It's going to be a bestseller. You got to get busy on that, for real. You know, you probably won't mention eHarmony. You probably have to change the name, like don't say eHarmony, but that shit would be entertaining. I swear that would be a bestseller, don't you think, Rex?
But I actually go a step further. I'm trying to figure out how to word it so that it doesn't include eHarmony, but like, you know, his own version of like, you know, a meet and greet site that's like, you know, the right way, you know, because with that many failures,
yes.
you know, they've created an entire market share of, like, you know, well, anyone that's not good enough for them, or, you know, I'm tired of the bullshit, you know, that's its own niche. That's its own, like, you know, you know, really, it gets to the point where, you know, I'm putting it out there. You tell me, you know, and you know, a response is kind of indicative of, you know, well, let's see what happens. You know, because the whole problem with a lot of what happens, I think, on the internet is, you know, oh my God, you know, Boo's interested because she sent the reply. You know, that's an assumption. But if that's like the tenor of the site, and it's like, let me know if you're interested, kind of a thing. Well, then that's a completely different story.
The only thing you have to do is
you have to filter out the frauds and the old, you know, the ancient information. It's like, but that was my picture. Yeah, 10 years ago. You know.
Well, the way it works is this questionnaire that you have to fill out for them, you do it online, and it's all based on how honest you are with the questionnaire. And a lot of the women that I met, and the men are the same way. I don't mean to single out the sexes, but people get this idea that if you tell the truth, nobody's going to want to be with you or call you up or be interested in you, you know? And that's the worst concept that you could have on one of those types of sites, because if you don't tell the truth, then nobody knows what the hell's going on. You know, it's like the same thing. Either I would get a request, you know, to open up a dialogue with a woman, and when I'd go open up the thing, there was no picture of her. Well, I'm not going to be – I have to see what this gal looks like, you know. that's just part of the deal, you know. And they would post a picture of themselves that was 10 years old. And then if it multiplied into something more, when you went to meet them, you couldn't even recognize them because they didn't look anything like their picture. They were 10 years or 15 years older. You know, that's happened to me more than I can tell you, you know.
I hear that a lot, actually. You know what you could do? You could start your own blog, or your own blog, or your own site, even, because you should be a pro by now.
Like TikTok, yeah.
You could start your own blog, Dave. Or your own website, and you could give people advice, and you could tell them how to do it the right way, like that. You could even just do a blog. That'd be awesome.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, exactly what he said is true. The right way is like you said. You know, if you're honest from the jump, then there's no problem with, you know, someone saying, but you know, then you get the people that come along and they're all unrealistic. You know, I'm looking for a sugar daddy. Okay, move on.
Yeah.
You know, or at least that's honest if they say that, but they don't always say that. They're like, you know, well, I want someone that likes to give presents. It's like, okay,
well,
so,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or you read what the lady wants, and she says, I like to go on moonlight walks on beaches in foreign countries. Really? Well, gee whiz, then you better get somebody to afford to fly your ass over there, you know.
If they start listing their requirements, he has to have a job. He has to have all his teeth. He has to live within 20 minutes of my house.
Five degrees of Taekwondo, $400 million.
By the time they're done limiting their search, it's like, well, you know, if you don't open your door and see the guy, not, you know, cleaning his lawn across the road, then you ain't going to find someone.
Yeah.
Or I see that shit too. They're like, I want a guy that makes six figures. I want a guy that has a hot body. I want a guy this, that, the other. I said, well, where do you do? What do you do? Nothing. You don't do shit. I work at Subway. I don't work. You know, you're a loser, but you want somebody who's going to bring me. That's bullshit too, you know? And then these are the women that men bash constantly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
Because it's pisses
like,
them off that you're provoking.
Well, you know,
for
it's, like,
reason.
It's like what you, when you,
back,
you, know? You get to know them a little bit, they ask you the ultimate question, well, what have you done for me today? Well, what have you done for me?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, you know, it works both ways.
Yeah.
They
want to withhold sex too. They want everything, but they don't want to give you none. Come on.
I made
you
smile, Dave. That's what I did today.
Yeah.
I made you smile.
You don't
want
to unprovoked man, or you're going to be pissed. It just works that way, boo.
Sex is encouraged.
You see women that do that shit. They want everything, but they don't even want to give up anything, and particularly sex. Like, would it hurt you to give a blowjob once in a while? Come on. You know? I'm just saying. You want. But what are you going to give?
They don't call it a job because it's work, boo.
No shit. I mean, seriously, it's like, you know, I'm so tired of lazy bitches.
It's not blue because anyone moves a real head.
I was just telling somebody about that.
Dave Chappelle says there's only three ways to keep your man happy. Make me a sandwich, don't talk so damn much, and give me a blowjob. That's it. That hurts.
Wow.
I saw that.
Men are very simple creatures. Us women make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah.
Women making it harder is what starts the problem in the first place.
Oh, deep roots.
You know,
I
work with dudes that are like, hey, you want to go to happy hour? And I'm like, again? Why the fuck don't you ever want to go home? Why are you always going to happy hour? Shit, I don't want to go home. Why? Because she's just a nag. She's up my ass. She's up. And it's like, and then they're wondering, I wonder why my man never wants to come home. Well, hey, maybe you should have a discussion, you know?
Yeah, I was telling a friend of mine the other day about a date. He asked me about it. He says, what's eHarmony like, David? And I said, oh, it's just a bunch of bullshit. And really? And I go, yeah. And he said, well, give me a for example. And I said, well, I wrote this poem a long time ago called The Lady with the Red Coat. And I was supposed to meet her at McMenamin's. And she showed up a half an hour late. And then the waitress came over to take her order, and she was on the phone. And so she set the phone down to take her coat off, and I reached over and picked the phone up, and I don't know who she was talking to. I said, she'll call you back in about 2 hours, and I just hung up. And she said, well, you just hung up on one of my clients. She was a real estate woman. I said, well, I don't give a shit. I said, you know.
Get off the phone. That's so fucking rude anyways. You know?
Yeah, I said, you're supposed to be on a lunch date with me, not bullshitting with your client.
Yeah, you should have got up and just left, you know, just walked away. Where are you going? Well, fuck, your phone call is more important, apparently. So fuck you.
No, Dave. The anecdote that you told that hit home the most was the one that checked out your bathroom to see how clean you were. That was like, are you kidding me? You know, the real estate self-important, I can kind of like, you know, okay, maybe I could live with something like that, or maybe it's understandable. It was a once in a lifetime shot deal, whatever. But you know, walking into the bathroom to be like, you know, oh, I'm surprised you're so neat.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. She came walking back out from the bathroom, and she says, "Gee, Dave," she says, "your bathroom's really clean. Most guys aren't like that." And I said, well, I don't go into people's houses and inspect their bathrooms either. You know, Jesus.
That's the first thing I do. I check for pubic hairs under the lid because, you know, when you trim yourself, if you're not neat and clean, if I'm not finding hair down there, then there's an issue. You know, you're not maintaining the playing field.
When you go to a dude's house and his bed is dirty, like the linens are dirty, the sheets are dirty, the blankets could get up and walk away. That's so gross. Like, hello, you knew you were having a lady come over
you know, be prepared. Like, that's such a turnoff. And have something to drink. They never have anything to drink. You got anything to drink? No, just water. Like, come on. Like, I hate
hey,
that.
Come on. I got Orangina, baby.
Yeah. I mean, have a little something. And I hate dirty sheets, dirty bed. You're not going to get none. Uh-uh. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I agree. Well, people don't think, you know, they just do,
Come on.
Yeah,
here's an idea. Clean up your apartment, run the vacuum, you know, straighten up a little bit if you want to get laid. Note to self.
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much, you think it's a no-brainer 101, but you'd be surprised some of the dudes that don't know shit.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. You go to somebody's house and it's filthy and nasty, and they knew you were coming over. Right there, that says a lot about their character. Right there, you're like red flag, you know? I mean, I would
be. Yeah.
Like, okay, quick story. I had a friend of mine. Now, anybody in this room, okay, I like your opinion because I know what mine is. But this chick, he's dating this chick, right? And she tells him just like this. She says, Dave, I want to tell you something. What? I'm a little bit upset. Why are you upset? I'm a little bit upset because you're paying more attention to your daughter than you are to me. And I was like, and what did you say? He said, I was like, get the fuck out of my car. Because my daughter's always going to come before you. He goes, you think that was harsh? And I go, well, I mean, you could have at least given her the ride all the way home. But anybody who's jealous of your kid, it's the red flag. Hello. What
do you guys think? Yeah, really. That's amazing.
What a jealous, selfish bitch, for real. I mean, don't you think that?
Yeah.
It's a package deal, you know. That's your family. It's not you I'm dating. It's your whole history.
Yeah, and she's 9. It's not like she's, you know, it's like, if you're that insecure, woman, you got a serious problem. He was like, yeah, I kicked her to the curb. I'm like, oh, thank God, because.
Online dating forum is thrown off the car and the expressway windshield swiping.
Kicked her out of the car. That's hilarious. Tricky.
I kicked a gal out of a car one night. She was giving me shit the entire time that we came back from the date, and we got down to this elevator in Oregon City, and it's about 110 foot straight up, and then her house was only about, oh, I don't know, maybe an eighth of a mile away from the elevator, and she started giving me shit, and I stopped the car right there in front of the elevator, and she says, what are you doing? I says, this is where your ride stops, and she says, you kicking me out of the car? I said, yeah. You're damn right. I said, get your ass out of the car, all ass, you know. And she got out of the car, and she called me up the next day, and she says, that was really rude to kick me out of the car. And I said, well, you were being really rude the whole time you were in the car, so... Yeah, I'm not
going to
listen to that shit.
Keep your arms inside the ride. Yes, where you get off. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah. I was on a double date with my friend. A friend and this dude was just like, I just got in the car and he's already like all over me. And I'm like, yo, stop. You know, gave him a couple warnings. But then I was like, we're in a limo. This guy, they were loaded. Some, you know, Indian. Dude, well, anyway, so I was like, can you stop the car? And they were like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to get out. And they're like, what? No. And my friend's like, Blue, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, I got to go. I'm sorry, Melanie, but hey, I tried. But apparently the octopus over here doesn't get the hint. And she's like, yeah, but do you know who he is? And I'm like, I don't care. Get at me out of the car. So they're like, this is Los Angeles. I'm like, don't worry. I got money for a cab. So I get out. Here's the kicker of the story. The next day she comes over with 2 dozen roses and she goes, this is from whatever his name is. He told me to tell you that was the hottest thing he's ever seen in his life. And I go, what? He goes, yeah, he loves that you had an attitude about it. I go, well, first off, why is he sending you? Why isn't he sending me? And then fuck him and fuck his flowers. But I was like, yeah, she's like, no one's ever done that to him. I guess it was a prince or some shit. But thinking that he could, you know, have the right to do whatever. And I was like, no.
So, yeah, isn't that weird? Exact opposite reaction. It's like the bigger bitch you are, the more he likes it.
That's funny. We have someone who just came in the studio. Let's bring him in. Caller, who is this?
What up, what up? This is DJ Smack to the HOE from the Rec Squad.
Hey.
What's good?
Hey, how are you? This is my friend DJ. How are you?
DJ Smack, nice to have you here, sir.
What's good?
Nice to see you. Where you been? Where you been? Anyway, this is my friend from Clubhouse. Everybody, it's my friend Dave and my friend Rack and Raz. Yeah, he's from Clubhouse, my friend. We got a house over there that we like to do, so he's pretty talented. Nah, he's very talented. Where have you been, though? I noticed you haven't been on the site much.
Yeah, I got I got changed. They changed my hours up, so my schedule was kind of different. So, you know.
Oh, okay. I thought you had some drama or something go down.
No. Everything's cool. My hours got changed up, you know, so I'll be working till 5
o'clock
in the morning.
We're talking about dating and how, like, what are deal breakers, basically, and how people think, you know, they have a right to treat you like shit or touch you or whatever the case is. I know you're married, so I don't have to worry about this anymore, but that's what we were talking about. How women, you know, you see it on the site too, on the Clubhouse. You see all these chicks say, "I want a man with this and the man with that, six figures, and he better make this," but they ain't got shit. But they're male bashing all day long. Yeah.
Yeah, those are
hey, be that
we call those are ratchet hoes.
Raggedy hoes.
Ratchet hoes. they want this, they want that, but they ain't got nothing to bring to the table.
There you go.
You know, they want the ideal man, but they're not the ideal woman.
Right. And they don't want to give up their sex either most of the time. So it's like, what the fuck, you know?
Right.
Harassment, social media for that freebie stuff.
Everybody got to bring something to the table.
And
say what?
You want any particular poem, Rack? And then we could do DJ after Rack.
No, go ahead, do DJ. It's all good.
Okay, DJ. Okay, DJ, you're up. We're ready for you. Are you ready?
What do you want me to spit a verse or something?
You can spit a verse, write a poem, write a scene, play. I'm not at home or I would play your song, but I'm out and about at the moment. So whatever you want to do. Or if you need time, we can do something else and give you a couple minutes.
Yeah, give me a couple minutes. I got you, though.
Okay. All right. Dave, if you want, you can read another one, too. Why not? So you can get another one, too. Yeah. Do you want to read yours, Raz, or do you pick one from Mac first?
Yeah. No. I'll come later on near the ending. But
okay.
Play Rax, whichever one you deem appropriate for the night collection.
Do you have any particular one you want to hear, Rack, or?
Nah, I'm not in any kind of particular whatever mood.
Okay. So you could just pick whatever you want, Raz, from Racky Poop.
All right. I choose this. Wow, this is my decision. Rack.
Yeah.
I thought you were on your stuff.
Do it,
Rack. Okay. Let's play our poet here and concert panelist Rack and Tour. And here's the piece, What Remains.
What Remains by Rack and Tour. As I lay stricken in darkness, creeping inexorably towards death, the pain that permeates my being only amplifies with every desperate breath. Time has stolen my memories of the solace a passionate embrace bestows, and conspired with the matriarch of suffering to ensure any vestige of hope I ever possessed lies in repose. I'm nothing more than an inappropriate joke in life's laugh track, just a punchline easily forgotten. Whatever emotions I have left languishing acrid on my tongue, threatening to gag me as they turn rotten. Everything I ever had to offer has been used up or given away. every intimate thought already spoken, leaving nothing left to say. Completing the vicious cycle, leaving nothing left for anyone to fall for. My charm a figment of my imagination, and my company too inconvenient to endure. Something so easily overlooked as my feelings rendered into dust despite my resistance. Something so seemingly inconsequential as the touch of a hand will more than likely elude me for what remains of my existence. I once tried to muster the courage to ask myself, what remains? The voices in my head screamed as one in response, drowning me in the cacophony of their refrains. What remains is a profound emptiness, so much worse than before, like falling into the maw of an abyss forevermore. What remains is a nightmare from which I can't wake, an all-consuming feeling of dread, the likes of which I can't shake. What remains? Nothing but the soot from the flames. End poem.
Yeah, that was absolutely brilliant. And it reminds me of that paralysis which comes with sleep at times, and you're just in the middle of a nightmare. You can't wake up, and then the dread just becomes all that more worse. You feel it's life-threatening, even fatal in that darkness. But eventually you come to, and what there is or what remains becomes a little bit more of a different type of relevancy. So thank you very much, Rakentor. And Dave, would you like to comment on this piece, please?
Yeah, I would. I really liked this. I thought it was really, really well written. It was the storyline on it was fascinating to me. It kept my interest all the way through. I liked the metaphor usage and the adjectives and stuff. It was really a fine poem, Rack, and one of my favorites of yours. Well done.
Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I agree. This DJ. One is like, oh, it just gets like a kick in the stomach because it's just so sad, you know, to get to this point wondering what remains, what's left. Like, you feel used up like a vicious cycle. Even your charm is a figment of your imagination. And then something as simple as just a touch of the hand, which is really no big deal to most people, is overlooked, and your feelings are overlooked, and that shit hurts. Like, you're just standing there like, hello, does anybody see me? Does anybody even know I'm alive or what? Would anybody care if I left this earth? It's so simple yet so profound, like you said. And then the emptiness, you know, it's just like, oh, it's just heart-wrenching, you know, because I think we've all felt like this. And a nightmare that you can't wake up from, you know, because, you know, think about this. If you could die from loneliness, and shit, most of us would be dead already at some point. I know I would be. And then the ending is just the best part. I think it's the right amount of brevity, just not too long, not too short. Like Dave said, kept my interest. But then I wake, nothing but the soot from the flames. Like, I could just, you know, feel it in every pore and every bone in my body. The loneliness, the sadness, the despair makes me want to hug you. And, yeah, it's moving. One of my favorites, too, and deserving. I know it was on the front page. Well deserving.
Back when it was written. Yeah, that's cool. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, yeah. DJ, did you have anything to say about the poem? I don't know if you heard it or not, if you're busy doing, looking for something, but.
Yeah, I heard it. It was a nice poem. I like the flow of it. Like Homeboy said, the metaphors that he used. It was real smooth and soothing. So, yeah, I liked it. Good job.
Yeah. Thanks, TJ.
And I hate when you hurt. It hurts me. Oh, so, you know, yeah. But, you know, I had to get a cat. I'm so lonely sometimes, so I'm the lonely cat lady now. That's the best. But, that's
all. Yeah.
Crazy cat lady.
Not the crazy cat lady. No, no.
She's
not old enough to be
the
crazy cat lady. No.
It starts
Avenue.
It starts with one cat. It starts with one cat.
I know, right? I was going to say, at least I don't have 12 cats. Not yet.
Somehow the cats throw in parties while you're out, and you come home, and now there's two cats.
I wouldn't be surprised either. It's one of the little sneaky butt, too.
All in progressive stages.
I listen to her cry every time I leave the house. It kills me. I'm like, I'll be right back. Relax. I have no plan.
Meow.
If only I was exciting, as some people seem to think.
you had that kid in a different blog meowing the entire show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, my friend, then we are
ready.
Light
this up. The fire.
Do my mic sound clear?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to do it like this. Now, everybody put your hands to the ceiling. It's Rex Squad in the motherfucking building. Feel nigga. Stay on the ground, making my moves. Handle my business. War, if you don't follow the rules, nigga, you snooze, blam, fall flat on your face. Pick yourself up, nigga, or you just a disgrace. No time to waste, so fucking nigga, get in the gear. I represent every day. Fuck once every year, let's make this clear. If you don't want no drama involved, when you see me in the street, don't say nothing at all. You niggas is pawns in this big game of chess. Y'all haters did y'all research, but still failed the test, I guess. Plain to see you're not fading the G. So as it's back to the lab, for you whack MCs and fake homies. Frontin' like y'all had my back. Took me a minute, but I realized it's all I act, all a trap, just to get me full my stacks. I try to build with you niggas. Now it's time to subtract. Now listen, throughout my life I suffer pain and hurt. Mind stressed, now I'm going berserk. Now let's take them to church. Y'all niggas act like I ain't putting no work. Y'all niggas bitching, I'ma pull up the skirt. Now let's take them to church. Damn right, that's why I stay on alert. I cop the heat, I'm about to put it to work. Now let's take them to church. And if you ever throw salt in my dirt, I'm guaranteed to put your ass in the hearse. Yeah, I know that it hurts. Don't like death when you a hell of a flirt. Put your ass in the ground and replenish the dirt. I'm cutting all my haters down. That even tempting alert. Real nigga on the scene, pow, you see how that work? Bitch niggas fall back and keep clutching your purse. Cause when it's action, then it's action, ain't no time for rehearse. I grab the mic and cock it back and let my lyrics disperse. And if you niggas stick around, you gon' get in the worst. I'm rocking this verse, you sending shockwaves to the earth. Some niggas got the gift, and the rest is just cursed. I've been a bad motherfucker since the first day of birth. I'm flowing like H2O, you should see how I surf. Y'all niggas soft as fucking hell, they should call you a nerf. Going ball ass, nigga, yeah, the stage is my turf. Hot slugs to your chest, and that's a body of work. Now get in the bag, I drag them about to take you to church. Now listen, throughout my life I suffer pain and hurt. Mind stressed, now I'm going berserk. Nah, let's take them to church. Y'all niggas act like I ain't putting no work. Y'all niggas bitching, I'ma pull up the skirt. Nah, let's take them to church. You damn right, that's why I stay on alert. I cop the heat, I'm about to pull into work. Nah, let's take them to church. And if you ever throw salt in my dirt, I'm guaranteed to put your ass in the hearse. Yeah, I take you to church. Bars.
Oh, yeah, that drop the mic moment. Great. I love the freestyle. I love the way you handle it, the way they do it in the hip-hop. This has elements of everything in there, what you have of street logic, that you don't turn your back on, you know, honor and respect. Thank you very much, DJ. And Rack, what's your response?
I love the flow, DJ. I mean, it's not my world, so it's hard to talk about things. But, you know, there's certain expressions that come from that that I love, because they're so poignant. Like when you say church, you know, that's got a meaning to it. That's, you know, no matter what context you use it in, it feels different. And you wrap that up, you know. I guess it's called gangster. I don't know, you know, but it's got that attitude, that feel to it. Like, you know, it's coming from the street, it's coming from your heart, you know, and you definitely put it out there. Real cool.
Thank you. That's definitely an aim what I was aiming for. I definitely came from the heart, though.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Yeah. It also says, you know what, you're making your moves, you know. If you snooze, then you're going to fall flat on your face. And then you keep saying, don't think that I didn't put in the work. Like, to get to where I am, to grow and to become another person and to grow and learn, you gotta put in the work, and you got to learn from your mistakes, and you got to be mature. And this comes with maturity, growth, age, and all of that. But people that don't put in the work want to know why they're not at the level of somebody else. So they want everything free. They want everything right now. They want everything quick, you know, but they don't want to do the time. And we're an impatient society, you know, and we want everything right now too. And I love when you say, I like how you say, take them to church, you know, you keep repeating that. I think that's pretty cool. I'd like to know what you mean exactly by that. I think I know what you mean, but I just wanted to get your point of view on it. And like we said, if you see me in the streets, better just not say shit, because you know what, you ain't got shit to say to me. Because I don't really give a fuck. So I love that. So what's that?
Well, like when you down, mm-hmm. basically, you know what I'm saying. Pick yourself up, like I said. Pick yourself up, nigga, or you're just a disgrace. No time to waste. So fucking nigga, get in the gear. I represent every day. Fuck once every year. Let's make this clear. If you don't want no drama involved when you see me in the street, don't say nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? It's basically self-explanatory. Like, if you down, get up, brush yourself off, keep it pushing. And, you know, yeah. and it's basically saying that the people that turn their back on me, you know what I'm saying, further on in the verse, you know, y'all people act like I ain't put in no work. Y'all niggas bitch, and I'm going to pull up the skirt, which means I'm going to expose you, you know what I'm saying, and take you to church. That means if you try me, what happens when you deceive? You go to church, right?
Yeah, I got you.
That's what that means. I'll, and if you ever throw salt in my dirt, that's from the Bible, you know. When you throw salt on the land or during war, that's for nothing to grow. So if you ever throw salt in my dirt, you guaranteed I'm put your ass in a hearse. That's right, I take you to church. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of tenacity in there. I like it. Good job. Dave, thanks. Your thoughts?
Well, I like the in-your-face type of presentation here. I don't like pussyfooting around with people nowadays. They need to be told straight out that they're assholes, you know. And I agree with what you said about the poem, Boo. Everybody thinks that they should be making $25 an hour on a minimum wage job, and they don't have the education or the smarts to pull it off, and they think that you know, you respect is owed them without even earning it. And I get tired of that shit, you know. I didn't grow up that way, you know. I'm an old man. I'm 76 years old, and back in the 50s and 60s, and when I was in high school growing up, you earned what you were, and that's it, you know, and, you know, it's just nobody handed you a silver platter with bullshit on top of it.
Not
you
everybody
just figured
a trophy
it out.
Bullshit.
yeah, and I like this poem because it addresses that, you know. That's what I got out of it as much as you did, Boo, and I think you did a good job on it, and I liked it a lot.
People forget. People want to come out of college and start at the top. You got to put in the work and your dues, and you got to do your time like the rest of us. You know, a lot of them are spoiled little pricks, lazy little pricks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They don't want to do shit, but they just want to start at the top. You know, we got to put in some blood, sweat, and tears for the most part. I mean, unless you're real lucky or your family owns a business or whatever. But you know, yeah. So I see that a lot too. You know, want to start at the top, but you don't want to do shit either.
Yeah. Yeah, they just, I don't know what they think, you know, but they're not in this, they're not real, you know, they're
that's
out.
The work ethic.
They're out there beyond in the cyber belt, you know.
Sorry, webcams.
selling drugs off the back of a trunk of a car in the middle of the night, stuff like that. Yeah, but, you know, everyone has to make do, Dave. But...
Yeah, it's pathetic. Like, I told my daughter, you could never make it. Like, just even just the chores in the house alone were hard labor. Like, fuck, we had to work for everything. We didn't get shit. I mean, unless it was we earned it. So, I mean, they don't even know that anymore. And they're totally unrealistic. So notice about my daughter's friend, like what they think people make or how much they should make or how they're just way off base. I'm like, wow, you guys got to get your nose out of the computer and get out in the real world.
Mhm. Yeah, there's
this doesn't click in a place that everyone should have a personal laptop. I've been waiting for that since the 90s. It's just not happening on an extremely high mass scale level.
I thought Gates was working on that. Maybe not. Anyway, I don't like that mentality. Like, just you owe me. Like, give it to me. Like, everybody owes me a living. I hate that shit.
Me too. I don't have time of day for it, you know. When I was working at Gordon Trucking, it was an entry level job down there, and I was in there as a level 6 mechanic because I did it all my life. And they were bringing these kids in off the street and starting them out as level 2s and level 3s. And some of them, they brought this one guy in as a level 6. And he didn't even know how to adjust the brakes on a truck. And, you know, and I said, you're a level 6 and you can't adjust the brakes on this tractor here? And he goes, well, he says the slack adjuster's messed up on it. I says, there's a damn thing wrong with the slack adjuster. I says, you put the parking brake on, so that tensioned the slack up. So I says, you can't adjust it when it's got tension on it. I said, all you got to do is reach in there and turn the slack off. And you can adjust it. You know, well, come on, Dave. He says, it's been a long time. I said, yeah, I guess. No, too long, you know? Shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Listen, this shit, I had a nurse at my work. This is a true story. This chick was, like, completely incompetent. Anyway, she was working at my work. Now, get the load of this one. I went into the room. The lady was skinny before. Then I went into the room, and her stomach was humongous. She looked pregnant. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I don't know. So, meanwhile, keep in mind, they're labeled, okay? Very bright. But she put the catheter in the IV, in the IV, in the catheter. So she was running fluid through the chick. Can you fucking believe that shit? I was like, and they're labeled. This goes in the urethra. This goes in the arm. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I turned it off, and I'm like, she's like, are we going to have to tell somebody? Yeah. I blew my mind. I said, holy shit. What? And, you know, but before that prior, I was like, do you want me to show you around? I was like, no, I'm good. I'm cool. I've been a nurse a while. Okay. You know, maybe you should learn. You know, I hate people like that. I know everything, you know. And this lady got really fucked up. And needless to say, she got fired. But like, how incompetent can you be? And the fact that she didn't even notice for hours and hours, the chick's stomach is blowing up. I mean, I just was blown away. But that's just an example of people that I see every day. Idiots.
God.
I don't even want to sweat, let alone work 8 hours, you know? Anyway, moving on.
But most girls, you know, they don't usually end up becoming mechanics. It's always with that, boo.
Well, that's like these chicks that want to play sports. You want to play football and shit, then don't cry. Be prepared to be hit like a fucking man. You want to be a man? Be a man then. Man up, take your hits, take your bruises, or shut the fuck up and
right.
Go play on the women's team.
Those women really know how to be a man and a woman at the same time and still hold authority and force.
Yeah. You want to be on the front line too then? Okay, feel free. But I'm sorry, I feel more comfortable if a man was there. That's just my opinion.
That Stephen King book later. That girl really did a job on that kid.
Go
ahead, Raz. Let Dave say something real quick. What'd you say, Dave? Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say I got another one up if you want to hear it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. And then I'll go after you and then Raz. Okay.
Okay. This is about the same. This was another poem that I wrote for the same lady. I wrote this one when? Let's see. In July. So anyhow, it's called The Dark Queen's Enigma. And it sounds like this. Eddies of purple vapor swirl up on the carpet of my living room. She's here again, a wished for dream or wishful thinking. It's all the same. She comes forth. The dark mother has sent me David William. She whispers in low frequency, such long wavelengths. Her oratory doesn't fall far from the celestial tree. Gifts from the dark mother in times that were. Do you miss me, David? Do you miss the dark queen? She is busy at infinity. She asks this of me. I love the dark mother. I love you, my purple zephyr, for I have missed both of thee. My heart has always belonged to the dark queen. Edge is as keen as the edge of Gideon's sword, flashing in sweeps of iridium, blurred by slashes through today. Cuts the trailing lines of entropy from all those yesterdays as if they had never existed. When I looked into her eyes, infinity looks back at me in wonderment, in light years deep, jet belt black mane flowing in some solar wind. This flag of the night waves like a placeholder on where she is. Blessed ground in her countenance, rolling thunder with electric blue pitchfork shoots across a leaden sky. She is the ultimate updraft in thousands of feet, boiling up past the cap, overshooting dome 10 miles long. I see her lovely face inside the storm clouds. Inside my heart, she is here. She is everywhere. She is the lowering wall cloud, high negative indices. Tape is branded at over 5,000 joules per kilogram. Convective available potential energy. If she loves you, her energy potential is off the skew T-plots. Storm warnings can spin up an EF6 if she's angry, or just spin the bottom of a mesocyclone with no tornadoes, just her beauty blowing through the storm, dissipating as if it had never existed. Gentle breezes kiss your cheeks, soft as eiderdown. She is an elemental. She can be the storm. Most of all, I love her because she's my friend. End poem. Jesus.
That's really good.
Yes, and I love the return here to the Dark Mother. You know, she's been one of those characters that are all but irreplaceable in David Prophet's work. And I think every time I hear a new chapter, I realize that this particular poet, of which she has a personal connection with, is some kind of transceiver or someone who's supposed to become enlightened as to every last universal possibility. But the Dark Mother talking with Dave Williams just doesn't really ever have a way of expressing herself. And that's what's really odd about these pieces, yet at the same time, gravely intriguing and mysterious. This is enigmatic work, which does take poetry on a whole different level. Thank you, Mr. Prophet, for the poem.
Thank you,
man. Okay, are you still there? Would you like to comment on this piece by Mr. Prophet?
I don't know if he's still there. I'm not
DJ?
In the studio.
I see the number on the line.
Yeah, I'm still in the building. I'm in the building.
Okay. Did you happen to hear Dave?
I just muted up.
Thank you.
Say what's up?
Did you have any thoughts on Dave's poem?
I was doing something. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Okay, that's okay. That's all right. I was going to say, it's extremely ethereal. Like the whole, like, you know, anybody who can put like math in poetry and make it work, to me, blows my mind, because it just shows that you're thinking about her on a whole different level. Like, this shit is fucking scientific. You know, I mean, it's more than just that, you know, and the fact that you even look that far to know someone. And then you said something about tornadoes, that nothing compares to her beauty. And just this, all I see is this chick is just radiance, and light and glory and like wow, like this chick is like, you know, next to the Virgin Mary almost. Like she's that incredible, you know? And then it's just the way you describe it, so beautiful and elegant. I'm sure she would love to hear it. And it's full of admiration, and I hate to say, but love. But it's beautiful. But yes.
Do me a favor, because I make you. Can you please run it back?
Oh yeah. Would you mind reading it again, Dave? Would you mind reading it again?
Okay.
That's what we say on the clubhouse. Run it back, because he wants to
encore,
give you a fair count.
Encore.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Sure.
That's
I'll read it again.
We say spin the blood.
Okay. Okay, this is called The Dark Queen's Enigma. And it sounds like this. Eddies of purple vapor swirl up on the carpet of my living room. She's here again. A wished-for dream or wishful thinking? It's all the same. She comes forth. The Dark Mother has sent me, David William. She whispered in low frequency, such long wavelengths. Her oratory doesn't fall far from the celestial tree, gifts from the Dark Mother in times that were. Do you miss me, David? Do you miss the Dark Queen? She is busy at infinity. She asks this of me. I love the Dark Mother. I love you, my purple zephyr, for I have missed both of thee. My heart has always belonged to the Dark Queen, for her edge is as keen as the edge of Gideon's sword, flashing in sweeps of iridium. Blurred by slashes through today, cuts the trailing lines of entropy from all those yesterdays as if they had never existed. When I look into her eyes, infinity looks back at me in wonderment in light years deep, jet black mane flowing in some solar wind. This flag of the night waves like a placeholder on where she is. Blessed ground in her countenance, rolling thunder with electric blue pitchforks shoots across the leaden sky. She is the ultimate updraft in thousands of feet, boiling up past the cap overshooting dome 10 miles long. I see her lovely face inside the storm clouds, inside my heart. She is here. She is everywhere. She is the lowering wall cloud, high negative indices. Tape is branded at over 5,000 joules per kilogram. Convective available potential energy. If she loves you, her energy potential is off the skew T-plots, storm warnings, and spin up an EF6 if she's angry, or just spin the bottom of a mesocyclone with no tornadoes. Just her beauty blowing through the storm, dissipating as if it had never existed. Gentle breezes kiss your cheek, soft as eiderdown. She is an elemental. She can be the storm. Most of all, I love her because she's my friend. End poem.
Yeah, that's admirable again. And the best part is about your poetry is that you keep careful measurement of actual scientific facts you should throw in there in the verse, like 50 kilograms and the EMF5s, as others might not be aware, that the speed and intensity of wind storms. Thank you, Mr. Prophet. Did you hear it this time, DJ?
Thank you. Raz,
it sounds like you're deeply in love, and you're having your both are experience of explosive orgasm. That's what it sounds like to me. That's what I got out of it anyway. But it was a good poem. It's a good poem. Like it's deep.
Yeah, it's almost like you know, it's not, and that's like a metaphor for not sexually, but just it's like that eruption of just, you know, emotion flowed down on the page, and it's scientific and specific and thoughtful, you know, and that makes it romantic, in my opinion. Rack, what do you think?
Rack's off the line.
Oh, Rack, I'm up. Okay. Yeah, it's a good poem, Dave. I don't know if you've read them to her or you planned on it or anything like that, but perhaps you should and see what happens.
What was that again, Boo?
Perhaps you should
what?
Read it to her and see what happens. You know?
Oh, she's read it. She's read it.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Okay. Sorry, just more checking.
Yes.
You know. I would think it would get you lucky. No, I'm kidding.
But, yeah, it's a very intimate poem. It's a very intimate poem.
Very.
It's
worship, you know. You're worshiping her. Yeah, and just, shit, what woman doesn't want to be worshipped?
Yeah, those pains fall right off.
I probably do worship her. That's probably the truth. I don't care.
And, you know, she's probably thinking, God damn, I hope I'm as great as he thinks I am, you know what I mean? If he only knew.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's the way I look at her anyway, and that's the way she is to me. So, you know, if she's different to other people,
that's the 100%. You love with all that you have, all that you are. You love with every bone in your body. And, you know, and I think that's a good thing. That's honest love, you know, but some people are freak out on all that, you know. That's if you love somebody, you should be able to love them. I mean, you know, so
yeah,
that's a good thing.
Some people, it scares some people if you're that intense about your feelings towards them. It scares the shit out of them, you know, and they don't know how to handle it. And a lot of them will back away or pull away from you. And you know, they want you to be aloof around them because they can't handle you 100%, you know, and I've had some gals that actually told me that I was too intense for them.
Me too. I've had that told to me before too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I bet you have.
You don't got a problem saying it either. You know, you don't got a problem saying it either. Like people say, like, oh, don't say I love you first, and don't say, but or whatever. If you're in the moment, you say it. And I've said some things where I regret later, but. We just want to say it and get it out. You know, it's honest and genuine. But some people, you're right, they do freak out, you know, because you're like balls to the wall, you know, like me. So if I love you, I love you. That's it.
Oh, that's what I love about you, boo. You're so fun.
Yeah, people freak out on love. And, you know, people say, like, oh, but then again, then they believe in love at first sight. So it's like, hey, what the fuck? I mean, that's just as much, just as bad, you know, same shit. Yeah, anyway, good poem, Dave.
Thank you.
So I was going to read this one, and then Raz, you could read yours, and then probably we'll be done by then, I guess.
I wanted to play something here real quick for the sake of the fact that he's never around, but he's still a very good part of this show. Here's Rob Cohen in Church of Love.
Come on, I will show you what I mean by love. Come on, so much higher than the clouds above. Come on, knuckles wide, a fist clenched oh so tight. Come on, all night, till the morning light. I'm gonna be a feature, I'm gonna be the preacher. Oh, just kneel down, you're in my church of love. Just kneel down, get on your knees. Just kneel down and beg me, please. Come on. morning light. I'm gonna be your teacher, I'm gonna be the preacher, yeah, just kneel down, you're in my church of love. Just kneel down, get on your knees, just kneel down and beg me, please, please, please. Oh, just kneel down, you're in my church of love, of. Just kneel down, you're in my church of love.
Right.
Well, hey.
That was
what time does church start? What time is church?
Yeah. Are you gonna comment first or me? What do you want?
Sorry, go ahead.
Right. In this piece, you hear a very strong acoustic. It does have that simple rock feel, but overall, it shows more intimacy when it comes to songwriting. When they minimize how many instruments are played, and then you have the vocalist do the lyrics. Very good work by Mr. Cohen. And Boo, would you like to respond?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to say. Actually, has a couple songs I like better, but I mean, I do like that song. But, like, where's the church, you know? Where do I genuflect? No, I'm kidding. It's good. It's funky. I haven't heard that song in a long time. Yeah, I like it. I like the singing. I like the guitar playing. It's funky. It's, you know, where he's happy, he's playing music. So I think it kind of radiates. So, yeah, good choice, Maz. I also wanted to tell you that I wanted to play something from Pee Wee, too, after I go, so that we don't forget. Okay.
You want to do a piece by Pee Wee?
Yeah, but first I want to get Dave's opinion on the song. Are you still there, Dave? Oh, maybe you're not there.
Right, yeah, Dave's there.
I want
Dave.
Oh.
Mute button. Are you on mute button?
I'm here. I was just speaking to
the
mute button. I'm sorry. I liked it.
I just wanted your opinion.
I was sitting here. Well, when I was listening to it, I was thinking about playing to it. You know, I thought, you know, the rhythm part of it was pretty cool. And I thought, yeah, I could do something with this. That'd be fun, you know. And I like the words and stuff. The whole thing was really fun, you know. It was a neat little ditty, and I dug it. So, yeah.
And I was tapping my foot too. I was like, you know, you don't can't help it.
Yeah, I know it. If you don't tap your foot to something like that, you're dead, you know.
Right. I was wondering why
did
people
you,
that have an accent.
Boo, did you try any Enya's songs late yet?
Oh no, but I started working on one, but I didn't finish it. But I will for next week. I'll have it done. Yeah. I always wonder why people that have an accent, why they don't have an accent when they sing, but they do when they talk. Why is that? Does anybody know? I know it's a phenomenon or something like that. But
yeah, that's predominant in. And the people from the UK, they can sing, and it sounds just like an American singing. And then when they talk, all that Cockney stuff comes back into their accent, you know. And I thought,
I love them.
You know?
Why is that? Anybody know why that is?
No. It's just a question of harmonics.
It's pronunciation. That's all it is. They're talking, pronounce the word different.
Yeah.
But then they sound American singing, right? That's weird. Did you like the song, DJ? I know it's not your cup of tea, so you don't have to, you know, you don't have to.
I like all music. I thought it was an industry song at first, so yeah, I liked it. It was all right. It was good.
A good concept, the Church of Love, you know? I mean, I think you always think of churches as love, but yeah. Anyway, good job, Bert. So I was going to read Raz because I have to go in the store and I won't be able to hear that great in there. And then Pee Wee, if that's cool with you. And then you.
All right, let's
get these final takes in before wrapping up the show. All right, go ahead,
Boo. You got to read yours and then Pee-wee, okay? So, okay. This is a quick one anyway. Okay, so let's look at this. Damaged people are dangerous because they know how to survive. And if you've never been damaged before, then you don't know what it's like to be alive. So, struggle is the sauce that gives sauces flavor. And if life has never kicked you down, then it was... Wait, sorry. Let me start over. Okay, damaged people are dangerous because they know how to survive. And if you have never been damaged, you don't know what it feels like to be alive. So struggle is the sauce that gives success its flavor. When life kicks you down, it was doing you a favor. My mom always used to say, tough times don't last, but tough people do. Take a look in the mirror. The only one who can change your life is you. Because it's in the darkest hour, not in prosperity, that you will realize your true ability. Life dunks you in deep waters, not to drown you, but to cleanse you. And that's just the beginning of what it will put you through. But it's chiseling you down. You won't deflate. It's not wearing you thin. It's getting you at a fighting weight. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. I believe when you reach the top, life will yank you down back again. You don't break down. You just have a flat tire. So get back up and relight that fire. Keep it burning and churning at the pit of your heart. And keep on learning and yearning and never fall apart. Stare life in the eyes and say, no matter how many times my spirit won't break if my drive never dies. So throw me a burden. I won't lose my composure. It's for the very reason that God gave me these shoulders. Get better, not bitter. This weather will wither. I'll turn wounds into wisdom, sadness into spirit, tears into tenacity, and I will never quit it. Take a breath and concentrate in spirit, because a road without obstacles never takes you anywhere. End poem. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on. My light's too dim on my phone, but shitty read, but you get the point.
Yeah, I like what I heard, and you know, this demonstrates exactly an undertone with a lot of poetry I've been reading online. Absolute Poetry, Invisible Poets. I like to get my shout out there on them. They're these community writers on Facebook, and what you see in this write is the fact that most of these pieces underlines feelings, but they don't just flat out say so. And I like that beginning where you address the issue, and from there we try to see how it's dissected with the verse, the emotional either unresponsiveness or response. Thank you, Boo. And Dave, what do you receive of this from Boo?
Oh, I like this. I like that one a lot. It had a lot of really good advice in it. And if you're smart enough to take it, a lot of people aren't these days. They think they got the whole thing, you know, in a nutshell, and they don't. I like the way it was written. That was a good one, Boo. That was really cool. I really dug it.
Thank you. I could have read it better if I could have saw it better, but yeah.
Thank you.
My mom used to always say that too, you know, tough times don't last, tough people do. You know, and that was one of her favorite sayings, so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
DJ, would you like to respond? Is there a DJ? I guess maybe he's preoccupied.
Okay. DJ? Maybe.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, maybe. Oh, okay.
I'm right here.
I'm here.
Hold on for a second.
Caught up somewhere else. Right out the storm. Right out the storm. And, Boo, like I was saying, you know, feelings come first is, a line off of E. Cummings, and that would have to do with parentheses and side tacks. But
I think there was another one about telephones on the wires. Also coming.
Hey, he listen, was, I was going to tell you guys, I was going to say something really quick while waiting for DJ, but I don't know if I can find it or not.
So, yes. All right. And, so, I remember following your orders, play Pee-wee or read minds. Don't worry, Boo. Are you leaving?
No. I was going to say that. I was going to say that I read this thing, but now I can't find it. I was going to read it to you guys because it's really funny, but now I can't find where I put it. So maybe if I find it, I'll read it. But it's just something funny that I read earlier. Okay, yeah, you're going to do Pee-wee or you?
Right. I'll play out Pee-wee. And let me do mine real quick from my personal journals. This is called Filter Text Havoc. Three-way on the two-way watts run exceptional honorary mention. The Scholars International Affairs Committee site location art globe. Literary madness to gnaw the knot, a gunk, one unifying world theory at the external suggestions, which are vague associative distributions of motion act or flatlining diabolical. Gullion, the New York mayor, instigated a deadly Washington, D.C. knot, and they all get along Wall Street that no one's buying up. QAnon leak, Tom Hanks, the pedophile, question where is the real author of the revolution, roll double Silverland on Donald Trump, commentary, tollway zone, $50 civil fine penalty, visiting hours between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. at the Hunter Biden OK Corral playpen, my king, my fraud, my Dutch of all blunted, I give up not the privateer. Quartum, fatal, murder conspiracy, the truth of learning from the extenuated silences. You could say any misleading proposition, the law is not on someone's personal want. Connors, the legal deal, when the white and black lines are red from the gut-sputted pavement rhyme. Bobby Ribbons, white t-shirt, Louisiana girl, pay hush, loud blow. All the green K's underwater at the villa, flooded bio. Dad Bradley had called in. He didn't make it on the list to the hospital today. Maria, sorry. Cyrogenic sleep disrupted, waking up at the wrong time. Betty Sue had the period. Don't let anyone else look at this text message. I'm going to miss you. And peace. And,
hold on, you're not getting out of it this easy, mister. I kind of think I know what you're getting at, but I may be wrong. One thing I liked was the, no, I can't find the pit. Oh, what I was looking for. Sorry. I was trying to see what I put. When I wrote it down, but I can't read my own writing. I liked where you said something about the OK Corral. I thought that was really funny, and I heard Dave laugh too. And then you said so-and-so, somebody has their period or something like that. It's like, I don't know. Dave, you go first, because I need to find my notes, because I wanted to say something intelligent. I don't know if you want to go ahead first, Dave, but I'm going to look for what I just wrote down. Because I want to give you, I hate when I can't get it, your poetry. Yeah. But anyway, hey, what do you think?
Dex Savvy.
Are you there, Dave? Also, you read it so fast.
Yeah,
fast,
both callers dropped. No, both callers dropped. I don't know. It's just the two of us here. I guess
okay,
you said
just
check
you.
Out.
Okay, perfect. Good. Good. Okay, listen.
Studio.
Stop interrupting. Okay, listen. You're pissing me off. I'm going to come over and slap you, I swear to God. Listen. I wrote down what I wanted to say, and I had it. I had it, man, because I wanted to say something. I don't know where the fuck I put it now. I was just writing it. I had good points to say in here. Maybe this is it. I took notes. Okay, yeah. Okay, so you're talking about literary madness, right? And then unified the world is heavy. This is just like tidbits I got of it. And then flatlining diabolical Wall Street that no one wants to buy, I think you said. And then where's the real author of, I think you said, the revelation And then the OK Corral playpen, that's just really funny. And what reading between the white and black lines, and then don't make it on the list, Betty Sue got her period. Like, all of this, it just seems so random, but I know there's a point to it, and I know there's, because you're going to make it seem like, oh, it's just so easy, you know. But I'd like to know, I think it's all, like, about society, and I don't know what's going on. Who's going to man up and be the real deal, or what, why has everybody got to be a fake? Or maybe I'm way off, but I don't know if you want to explain. I'd like to hear.
No, this is about pretty much text messages. Why that's a title of the piece.
Some
yeah,
shit.
It's
that's
gathered
it.
By different it's ones I received, not only on the phone personally, but through chat programs. And I pretty
what
much,
about
you know, I've read effect for the piece, yeah.
What about it specifically, though? Are you saying, what about it? You don't like them, you do, or what, something's up with them? What's the deal?
No, it's not even a comment on another person. It's just like a combination of different messages, really.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Alrighty. Well, then, you want to read another one, since it's just me
so
and you?
So do
you
Pee-wee's and then
that.
The outro?
No, listen. You want to read something else, since it's only us two? We can read something else. One more something each. You can read something. Read something I'm going to get, though, please, this time. And then we'll do Pee Wee.
All right. Let me look for something that might be more understandable to you. I don't know. I didn't find myself that experimental until you kept on telling me. So.
No, you are. I'm not the only one that does it. Plus, it's the fact that I can't see it, too, it doesn't really help me. But. I mean, you—the way you look at shit—you think it's supposed to be so cut and dry, but the rest of us just go like, "Whoa!" Because you're just deeper than most people are, and intelligent, and you're—well, to you it makes sense, but you know it doesn't. This is like everybody's poetry. Sometimes, should I write doesn't make sense either. I know that. So I don't know why you're looking. If you want me to go, or you want to go first, doesn't matter. I gotta find something.
Yeah. I'll do one more, and then you. But
okay.
I thought we would play Pee-wee real quick because we should keep in mind with our formatting. Yeah.
Well, are we still on? How much more time on the air do we have? Wait, I want him to get on the air. How much more time do we got?
No, we have more time. Don't worry about time.
Because I want him to be able to get on the air for sure. I mean, his poem on the air.
It's not.
So,
it's
okay,
not dead yet.
Pee-wee. Let's
until
do Pee-wee
after
first. I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be selfish. Let's do Pee-wee first, and then we'll do us. Okay? So let's do pick one of Pee-wee.
Yeah. So here's Pee-wee, and thanks again, buddy, for everything you're doing. We're not missing on the site. Hope you're listening to this on replay. Pee-wee and new bagging or new beginning.
A new beginning. No, it's just the end. An epic story, starting at the end of the beginning. Pride aside, fallen from grace, lost all of my winnings. Sedated social scene, a serrated society spectacular. Gone on a ride in a VW van, a vile, vexing vernacular. Pondering, I despise, I surmise that, not to my surprise, your lies were devised to try. I fell for your alibis. Shaken as I should be stirred, not confident with words. Bullet to my mind, the line once defined is now blurred. Mind and body opened up to and for you, left ever blue. And you made me rue altruistic sentiments, it's true. Fate born with an itch, an entirely cruel bitch all along. Singing your song out of tune, I felt strong, but I was wrong. Many things I lack, good health is one, and it's wrecked. If not spent on crack, it was gifted you, never to be back. You'd think I would learn after every time being burned. I couldn't discern, as in turn, I would see you and yearn. Clear. Through the veneer, I'll be lucky lasting 1 year. Penning to paper words that your ears need to hear. Told you before that you're a sight lovely to behold. recent years more dry than cold, inside's mold. Is it the end of the line, or the start, a new beginning? Lies, I'd venture to say you're winning. I'm out of innings. Sitting, quitting, missing jacks, failing what you become. Let's play with my gun.
Right, and that was very well crafted, how he had the musical production there in the background. You know, some of these artists on SoundCloud are coming up with all sorts of sick stuff. Whoever's listening, want to check that out. SoundCloud. Rob Cohen is also there, and so is Crystal Hope, Sala, a bunch of these other contributors to the show and the blog. And
Wayne, Kitty,
all kinds of different music collections. Yeah, it's varied as hell, the SoundCloud program. What do you think of this, Boo?
First off, the presentation, the way he reads it is dark, foreboding, and the voice reminds me of sort of like this actor named, I think his name is Sam something, but he has a scratchy voice, and he's like sort of like the Marlboro Man, and it's almost like, you know, the drifter, the drifter that's just drifting through town, and he's got this aura, and nobody really knows what's up with him. Nobody can put their finger on it, and he's got like this thing that everybody wonders, oh, what's going on? But really deep down inside, he's kind of fucked up. That's what this sort of sounds like. I like the inner rhyme that he's got in there. Is it the start or is it the end? Is it the start of the end or is it the beginning? You know, surmise, surprise, alibis, all of that I like. And then the mind and body open for you. And so he's giving something, he's opening, and then he lacks good health. So you think he'd learn, but he just keeps doing the same shit over and over. He keeps repeating the same mistakes. He's never lucky. You know, he's used to the coldness and all of this. And then it's the end of the line, or is it the beginning? I'm out of innings, like so full of despair and regret. Where, like, you know, and he seems like he's given up. And I think it's because he's been hurt so many times. He's opened up so many times, and he's tired of bleeding. He's tired of being exposed, and he's tired of never getting anything in return, or even an explanation for his feelings, or even to be validated for he does have feelings. Period. That he even has them in the first place. So yeah, I don't know if I'm way off or not, but yeah, really good poem, and I like the audio, and I love the music behind it. Perfect for the poem. Yes.
Right, and yeah, it's been great that he's there on the site with Anonymous at AP, trying to hold it all together before we change the formatting. Thanks again, Pee-wee. So, Boo, I don't know. There's like nothing I've written in the last 6 months or a year and a half that's not experimental. But you wanted me to do another share.
Yeah, you can read whatever. You don't have your poems that you saved that I exported for, that were exported for you, I mean? You have your
I had them all previously saved, like I told you, on Microsoft Windows documents.
Oh, you
so
can read one.
I didn't
you can
export necessarily. But thanks again. Yeah, I saw the email, and I saved it on my archive on Microsoft.
Hey, did I send you the PDF version? We keep interrupting each other.
No, I saved it on Microsoft.
Oh, because I made a PDF for you, so it'd be easier for you to read it, you know, if you wanted to. But I just really quick on that note, I wanted to say not just to Pee-wee and to Zappa and to Francine and to Conrad and to Anonymous and Randall, you know, people trying to hold it down and sticking by us and being true friends and all of that, really appreciated. For you guys, thank you so much. Love you guys, and Rack, of course, and Adam, and you, Raz, of course, always for sticking by me and going down with the ship no matter what. A true friend, a true partner. So thank you so much. I just want to say that. So on that note, then, I guess we can just close the show. If you got a song, thanks, everybody, for listening. And we're going to be getting it together so that we can carry on elsewhere. I should have more information to have a, like, set of crazy weeks, so sorry about that. But we don't plan on quitting. So.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, double take. Well, what do you know? We were starting off one way, and then we ended up in the whole opposite direction. So here's my acknowledgments for the night. I want to thank Dave Prophet, DJ Smack, Rack and Tour, Miss Little Boo, who showed up. And I also like to thank what there is of Blog Talk Radio, LA Beats at the hospital, bringing them into emergency recovery. Sala, Rob Cohen, Large Buster Woman with Pellet Guns, Bill Gates, PC Gaming, Ruining the Mac World, the Gray Flannels of London Northside, Sanford and Son when there was nothing to watch on television, Nick Fuentes and the Alex Jones Apology, Sincerely Yours, Elizabeth Boots, this is Raz, and thank you for joining rejoining another edition of Public Poetry. Good night.
Good night. Thank you, Raz. Thanks, everybody.
Wearing steel, it's bright and true.